Welcome back to The Source. I'm David Martin Davies. Fredericksburg Road is one of the most traversed streets in San Antonio. It's been that way for more than a century. As you zip from downtown to the medical center, you'll see some interesting relics, ruins, and vestiges of bygone eras, and promising signs of redevelopment. The Institute of Texan Cultures has an exhibit on display on Fred Road, which runs through December the 15th. Sarah Gould joins us. She is the lead cultural historian there. And Ian Kane, he's a UTSA professor of architecture, and we want to get calls. We want to hear what you think about Fredericksburg Road. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And Sarah and Ian, welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Sarah, how did this exhibit get started?
This exhibit got started because Ian started a course with the graduate students, in the College of Architecture, where they were going to study an arterial road, a major arterial road in San Antonio, and then he approached us about turning it into an exhibit.
So, Ian, how did that work out?
Yeah, well, it worked out well for us. I'm an architect, and I study suburbia.
But you're not from San Antonio.
Yeah, I moved to San Antonio last fall.
From where?
From Boston.
Okay.
So very different.
So you're familiar with the Beacon Hill area.
I am familiar. Beautiful area. And one of the things I wanted to do was to try to introduce myself to the urban history of San Antonio. And the way that I tried to do it was to take a street, in this case Fredericksburg Road, and use it as a physical timeline, a way of trying to chronicle the urban history or the expansion of the city of San Antonio. And that's what we set out to do.
Okay, so what fascinated you? What did you see? I mean, as you drive from Five Points, I guess the Five Points is where Fredericksburg Road starts, right? Where
right.
There's five
yes.
roads like Flores and Cypress and
yes.
all come together right there.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the – and then you go – you shoot up north. But what captures your eye as you make that trip?
Well, what captures my eye is the overall chronology of change. So there's a series of themes that you can find. The street goes essentially from small to large. It goes from slow to fast, and it goes from local to global. These are universal themes of expansion and suburbanization in the city. So to give an example, if you start driving north, you'll find that the road initially is very narrow. The buildings are very small. As you go farther north, you'll find that the street gets much larger. The buildings get much larger. You have an increase in international retailers. The culture of the street actually changes as you exit the city.
All right. We do have a caller who wants to get in the conversation. The number is 614-8980. Dennis is on the line. Dennis, welcome to The Source. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Fascinating story. I love Fredericksburg Road. Somewhere near what is now, once again, Wonderland Mall, there used to be some concrete Indian teepees across the road, somewhere in the vicinity of Hillcrest and Fredericksburg Road. I wondered if any of your guests or other callers might be able to recall that, what those were all about.
I remember those teepees, the giant. They weren't small teepees. They were huge, and it was like a motor court. Right there on Fredericksburg Road. And I think that was left over from the days before we had the highway system. And
yeah,
people used Fredericksburg Road, and you saw a lot. And you still see some old hotels in the area from, like, there's a Siesta Inn, which with the offensive image of the,
yes,
the sleeping.
Yes, and it's been there for quite a while. Yeah.
Yes, and so one of these days we got to do something about that. But... Yeah, so Ian and Sarah?
Fredericksburg Road was very much the connecting road between traveling out of state, either east or west. So if you came along, and again, this was pre-highway, but the idea that if you were coming in from El Paso or any other points west, what they eventually start calling the Old Spanish Trail, you would have come through San Antonio. And so starting in the 1920s, they really started building more motor courts and little places where you would stay overnight, including those teepees. And so we still see some of those to this day.
It's kind of like Austin Highway. You see it there
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because if you were driving to Austin, you'd take the Austin Highway. If you're going to drive to Fredericksburg, I guess you'd take Fredericksburg Road.
Exactly. You would take Fredericksburg Road to Fredericksburg and points beyond.
Okay, and so, but I guess those hotels are, is that one of the items that you see, Ian? As you see, this shows you that this was not always the way it is today. There are things here that show you how people used to use this road differently, not more than a generation ago.
Yeah, it's a great point, and the caller brings up a great example. That's a new type of building typology that actually emerged with the advent of the automobile. So that's a perfect example of the kind of changes that we see as the technology of transportation changes, for example.
Fredericksburg Road had been a wagon trail, and then it becomes an automobile trail.
Right. So I understand that the reason why you talk mostly about some of these cow roads that we had before, like St. Mary's or whatever, they're windy, they're twisty, they're impacted by nature before they were firmed up as an actual road. But Fredericksburg Road was carved out as a straight shot, straight up, because it was used that way by the military.
Yes.
Here in town. Can you talk about that some, Ian?
Well, yeah, as I understand it, the Fredericksburg Road originally, in its original form, in the 1840s, was a military route. It then later on became a path for troops in World War I. It became a connection in 1929, 1930 as a connection to the old Spanish Trail. And now we know that it's a major arterial road, and also the location of the new route for the new Via Primo line as well.
Right. So if we want callers to call in, if you've got questions, recollections about Fredericksburg Road, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. So, Sarah, what is one of your favorite parts of Fredericksburg Road, something there that...
Well, I'm a little biased. I live off of Fred in Monticello Park, so my favorite place is definitely El Paraíso Paletas.
Okay.
But there's a lot of...
$4.
Yeah, you can't beat that. There's a lot of great places on Fred Road. The Deco District is beautiful, and it's going through a revitalization right now.
Let's talk about what is this Deco District? How did it get that name? Is that something someone made up, or is that for real?
Well, it makes sense, honestly. That area was platted in the 20s, and then so a lot of the structures that you see there have fantastic what we call Art Deco elements in them. And so I think it was given that name only relatively recently, but it fits. It fits with the architecture of the neighborhood.
And that's around Hildebrand and Fulton, that area?
Yes, yeah. From like Zarzamora up to about Hildebrand.
That's another interesting thing about Fredericksburg Road is that so many of our major roads branch out from Fredericksburg Road, like Zarzamora, mm-hmm. like Blanco. West Avenue used to start until HEB bought a big chunk of it.
Yes.
Can we see a lot of history repeating itself there as well, with development? So tell me more about your observations again.
Well, as a newcomer to the city, it's been fun for me to just drive out the road and discover new things on the weekend. So some of the great spaces and places are still there, whether it's the Tip Top Cafe, the recent reopening of the Cool Crest miniature golf course, the Wonderland Mall is still there, and of course some places are no longer there, the Handy Andy, the Piggly Wiggly, Woodland Bowling.
Well, Handy Andy is now the bunkhouse on Fredericksburg,
yes,
and Woodlawn.
Yes.
We can talk about that. Okay, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to get some of these callers on the line. Jump in here. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. And we want to hear what your thoughts are, your memories are, questions about maybe you remember something on Fredericksburg Road and you have been curious about it for a long time. Let's crowdsource this and continue to figure out what's up with this exhibit at the Institute of Texan Cultures. We'll be right back. This is The Source on KSTX. Listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Fredericksburg Road. It's one of the most historic roads in San Antonio. We've got a lot of historic roads in San Antonio, but this one's really interesting because over the 12 miles of of the road, there's about 120 years of history, and that's the name of an exhibit at the Institute of Texan Cultures. With me to talk about that, we have Sarah Gould. She is the cultural historian at the Institute, and Ian Kane. He's a UTSA professor of architecture, and together they've put together an exhibit there looking at Fredericksburg Road. A lot of icons, a lot of relics of different eras that we've gone through in San Antonio right there. Let's get some callers on the line. Alicia is on the line. Alicia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I guess my memory of Fredericksburg Road would span from Fredericksburg to where Vance Jackson kind of meets. And back in the 60s, late 60s and early or throughout the 70s, there used to be a drive-in theater there. And I can't recall the name of it, but I know that it was known for its racy skin flicks. And the interesting thing about it is you could drive up and down Fredericksburg and pretty much see what was showing.
All right, yes. And Sarah,
it was called the Fredericksburg Road Drive-In. It wasn't a very creative name.
But there you go.
But yeah. It wasn't always a – thank you for that call, Alicia. It wasn't always a skin flick drive-in.
It didn't start out that way.
But it shows you at that time, it was more of a rural area. It was the outskirts of town. Right now, we would consider that almost inner city.
It's an amazing change because, absolutely, that would have been outside the city limits at a certain point. Right around where North Drive or Ridgewood Court is, depending on which side of Fred you're on, that was the city limits up until mid-30s. And in fact, Tip Top Cafe, back in its original building, actually burned down. And the fire department had been alerted to the fire, but when they got to the city limits, they couldn't go past it, and so the building burned down. Now, Mr. DeWeese, who owned it at the time, did rebuild. It's still there today. But, just imagine that area of Fred, which now is a 10-minute drive to downtown, just several decades ago was outside of the city limits.
And you go into Tip Top now, it's like going back in time when you walk in that front door.
Yeah, they haven't changed much.
Okay, so let's get another caller on the air here. Rob. Rob, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for having me. I just want to start off with a brief quote from Jane Jacobs, who wrote a book called The Life and Death of Great American Cities. You can't rely on cities to downtown to bring people to, I'm sorry, you can't rely on cities to bring downtown, people to downtown, but you can put them there. In relation to the history of Fredericksburg, obviously there's a lot of really great history. How do you see the development of the city, primarily on Fredericksburg, preserving some of the history that, it's still alive today? I understand there's some talk about via doing some railways that way, or expansions rather. How do we kind of preserve that, or how do you foresee preserving that history with the expansion and the development happening today?
Okay, Rob, thanks for that call. So, Ian, any ideas what's going on with Fredericksburg and development? Are we going to lose some more of our architectural treasures?
Yeah, well, I think the caller is talking about a really important point, which is what's perceived as the loss of history. And that's certainly one way to think about it. I think when I look at Fredericksburg, what I look at is a chronicle of history. So some things remain there. Some things are now gone. The fact is that San Antonio, as it's growing, is expanding, decentralizing, and increasingly becoming a suburban city. And those are the same trends that we see along Fredericksburg Road, for better or for worse. So in a way, it's a marker of time and of the decisions that we're making as a city.
Okay, another caller, Susan. Susan, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I was a little girl, and I can remember Fredericksburg Road as the most exciting place in the late 50s, I guess. And both my mom and my grandmother would take me there. My grandmother lived close, so we'd walk over. And if I can remember correctly, there was a Mammy's Cafeteria somewhere in that area, and we would go there. And then there was a bakery, and you could get lady fingers, and there was a Summer's drugstore and a Wynn's, and it was a very thriving center to me. And in addition to the Tip Top being further down, and they would put red lights on the deer heads at Christmas, which seemed to be really exciting to me as a child. And I just wondered if you would comment on the impact of it as a kind of thriving business and community area at that time, because it's coming back, but it's not quite like that anymore.
Susan, thanks for those memories. We appreciate you sharing those with us. Sarah, any?
Yeah, there were a ton of small family-owned businesses along Fred that are mostly gone now. I think you might be talking about Guzman's Bakery. There was...
I think she's talking further up.
Oh, okay, okay.
She's talking further up towards where the Winds was.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of those businesses have been lost. In part of putting this exhibit together, I did oral histories with a number of people who own businesses along Fredericksburg Road or who grew up along Fredericksburg Road. And one of the themes that came across in the oral histories, now I don't know, you know, how much this is you know, something that we can really say this is exactly what happened. But the story that I got from a number of people who I interviewed was that things changed when I-10 came in, that access to a lot of those small businesses was cut off for several years while they were doing construction, and a lot of those businesses folded as a result of loss of customers.
That's an interesting story to hear about. So let's get another caller, Mary. Mary, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I am pre-1960 coming to San Antonio from Japan, and I was just loved the downtown city. It was so wonderful and vibrant in those days. What I'm concerned about is later on through the years, we've lost businesses that were in the downtown area, bicycle shops and cleaners and so forth, shoe repair, and those little businesses. And what things, if any, are you thinking about doing to try to save or preserve some of the small family or the small things that give Fredericksburg Road charm, if you want to call it that, when we start doing so much? Because I noticed that just inside 410 on Fredericksburg Road, all of the shops and stores have been just taken away, and acres of land is being set aside now to build a park in the downtown area. So is that what you perceive that would happen on Fredericksburg going away from the city?
All right, Mary, thanks for that call. So, I mean, I think she's talking about Northwest Center, which was a strip mall there for a long, long time. And that's being redeveloped by the county as a flood control park. But there are still plenty of places up and down Fredericksburg Road where you can see the development and how things have changed over the years. And so, Ian, what do you – I mean, let's talk about that bench that's at Vance Jackson and Fredericksburg Road. That is the old Spanish Trail bench. Can you talk about that, y'all?
Oh, okay. So the old Spanish Trail was a auto highway that was promoted in the 1920s connecting St. Augustine, Florida to San Diego with San Antonio more or less smack in the middle. And in fact, one of the headquarters for the Old Spanish Trail Association was here in San Antonio at the Gunther Hotel. That was basically a way of promoting travel by automobile, and particularly tourism by automobile. In around 1935, the Daughters of the Republic of Texas wanted to both acknowledge the fact that a lot of travelers were going up and down Fred and would need a little rest stop, and also commemorate the upcoming centennial of Texas's independence. And so they erected a bench at what is now the corner of Fredericksburg and Vance Jackson. You can still see it. It's right across the street from the Walgreens. It's in kind of sad shape right now. But in the past, people would have stopped there on the side of the road to have a picnic lunch or something.
It's a survivor.
Yes.
I tell you.
Yes.
Oh, another caller. Let's get Alfred on the line. Alfred, welcome to The Source.
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
Thank doing
you
good. Go ahead. Fun.
I was wondering, in the late 50s, we used to walk down to the Uptown Theater, which was on the corner there on in Beacon Hill area. I think that Kippis Fire Academy is now using that. The same building is there. And I remember seeing the Creature from the Black Lagoon and the Thing in that theater. It was a great theater. And it just seems like that area, to me, is starting to flourish again. There's some antique shops. You can go, you know, in there. Some things that are happening. I just wonder if you had a comment about that.
Okay, Ian.
Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things about looking at the street as a whole is you can see where opportunities lie. And one of the opportunities that lies in the area the caller is referring to is relatively smaller vacant storefronts that are relatively inexpensive and available for small businesses to begin. So the idea of that first wave of infilling suburbia, I think, is a great opportunity for a street like Fredericksburg.
Right. So, and he's talking about the Uptown Theater, which is at the corner of St. Ann Street and Fredericksburg. And right now it is a gymnasium, but it used to be a very ornate in the Spanish style theater. Architecture was the same person who did Thomas Jefferson High School. Yeah. And it was beautiful inside with Moorish tiling and a fountain in the lobby. And it was like the thing at the time. But it fell on hard times as San Antonio moved on.
Yeah, that whole little neighborhood right around where St. Anne's is full of lovely Spanish Revival architecture. Even across the street from that building he's talking about, those little, they're kind of like strip malls, only on a smaller scale.
They seem to be coming back.
Just beautiful.
Jumpstart is moving right there.
Yes, filled with now Jumpstart, art galleries, antique shops. Really cute little spot. And we're all happy to see it coming back.
Well, one of our callers called in. I can't get him on the line, but he says the name of the bakery that we were talking about is Miss Snyder's. And there's all these memories, all this history. And I think when we make people aware of it, when you realize what it is that you're driving past, you can value it more, and we're less likely to lose these things as we say, that really was something. Maybe we can do something to bring it back. We didn't talk about the Beale House. That is so important.
Yes.
And the VFW Hall that's right there.
Yes.
Lots of great things on Fredericksburg Road. The places you'll see as you drive up to the medical center. I want to thank Sarah Gold from the Institute of Tech and Culture and Ian Kane, UTSA Professor of Architecture, for joining us. This is The Source on KSDX. And you're on until December 15th at the Institute,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. And we're free this Sunday.
All right, go. Bye.